This is Scott Radley of the Hamilton Spectator with a podcast of my column of July 3, 2015. It's not quite a member of the family yet, but it's sure starting to feel like a regular house guest around here. For the fourth time in the past 6 years, and the fifth in 11, the Stanley Cup is making a visit to Hamilton Friday morning. Chicago Blackhawks executive Mark Bernard is bringing it home this time, making this a personal hat-trick of celebrations, having previously escorted it here in 2013 and 2010. From 8:30 till 10:30, he and the big silver goblet will be at Konecny Sports on Barton Street, where the former minor pro goalie used to buy his equipment as a kid. It was back in 94 that the New York Rangers started the tradition of giving every player a day with the cup. 10 years after that, Dave Anderchuk became the first to bring it here as a champion with the Tampa Bay Lightning. Since then, Cayuga's Ray Emery brought it in 2013 as a champ with the Blackhawks, and Bernard brought it twice, thrice as of this morning. After this visit, though, who's next? At the very least, who's in the best position to win one and bring it here again? Not that long ago, you might have been inclined to say almost nobody. There was a growing collection of Hamilton-area players and executives scattered around the NHL, but few were on teams you'd expect to challenge for the Cup. But boy, times sure have changed. Suddenly, there are a number of locals on teams that could contend next year or soon after. Ryan Ellis and his Nashville Predators might have been able to take a run at it this year, but ran into the Blackhawks' buzzsaw and lost a compelling and highly entertaining series to the eventual champs. The Freelton product would be at the top of the list. Right up there with him, though, would be Grimsby's Kevin Bieksa. The longtime Vancouver Canuck was dealt to Anaheim this week. The Ducks were this close to knocking off the Blackhawks. Next year, they might. That pair are the clear favorites. They're no longer alone, though. As recently as a year ago, nobody would have given Burlington's Josh Juris or Hamilton's Brian McGrattan, if he's back with the big club after a season spent mostly in the minors. Even a small chance at being talked about as potential hosts of a Golden Horseshoe Cup tour anytime soon. Their Calgary Flames weren't just seen as bottom dwellers, they were a bottom dweller. Then last year rolled around and magic happened. They became good, fast. This offseason they've added some additional pieces, which at least puts them in the discussion. Same with Hamilton's Darnell Nurse and Ancaster via Caledonia's Cam Talbot. The two are part of an Edmonton Oilers organization that's been atrocious forever, yet suddenly has a lot of people expecting a dramatic improvement. Would anyone be shocked if they became a contender by the time Nurse arrives as a regular a year or two from now? There are a couple more names to consider here. Still junior eligible for two more seasons, Hamilton's Cristiano DeJacinto is a long shot to make the Lightning roster next season. If he does, however, he'd be in the mix because that is a very good team that's still young. And Dunville's Pete DeBoer is the new head coach of the San Jose Sharks. That's a franchise that's never pulled it together in the playoffs, but if he can be the elixir, he could be the Cup's next local tour guide. And of course, it would be crazy to rule out the possibility of Bernard doing it again. When you've brought it here three times, a fourth wouldn't be that much of a stretch. Or it could be another 10 years until someone does it like it was before Anderchuk came along. Which is why it's so important to enjoy these moments. Because you just never know when the next one will come. This is Scott Radley of the Hamilton Spectator. Thanks for listening.